Welcome back to the podcast, you beautiful soul. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to be going through narcissism and why, if your partner is what you deem as a narcissist, why that's actually your fault. And that is challenging to hear. And I probably have already people in the comments attacking me for that statement. But please listen to the end. I'm going to show you exactly what I mean. Hopefully you have some light bulbs. Hopefully it clicks for you so you can stop attracting these people, men or women, who keep triggering the unhealed hurt that's within you, because this is a really deep and hopefully very helpful podcast for you. Before I rip in, I just want to ask one massive favor. If you could subscribe to the channel, like this video, leave a comment. Even if you disagree with me, I'm okay with that because I will respond to you. I respond to all of my comments. I really do appreciate that. With that being said, let's rock and roll. Let's get into the podcast. So first and foremost, I just want to start this off. If you were to talk to my mum or talk to my sister or talk to some friends and family members of my dad and ask what my dad's like, the answer you're probably going to get is he is a narcissist. So I've experienced very, very closely what majority of people quote, quantify and label and title what a narcissist is. Very mentally, emotionally abusive, very self-loathing, always puts his importance first. And I'll clarify what I'm talking about. So I've had a very, very, very close upbringing with my dad, who most people, I don't call him a narcissist, because you'll hear why. But I've had a very, very close encounter and experience with that, with my dad kind of fitting in sort of the bucket of a narcissist. So I'm going to share my screen quickly for you. So what the fuck is a narcissist? What are the symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder? I like this acronym, special me. So first one, number one, sense of self-importance. Two, preoccupation with power, beauty, or success. Three, entitled. Four, can only be around people who are important or special. Five, interpersonally exploitive for their own gain. Six, arrogant. Seven, lacks empathy. Eight, must be admired. Nine, envious of others or believe that others are envious of them. So they love their own shit. They think their shit don't stink and they think they're better than others and they obsess about themselves. Fantastic. So this is what's really changed my life. Now, if you haven't heard of the man, he is the man. I love him and he changed my life. Dr. John DeMartini. And he talks about traits, actions, and inactions. And every single thing that we judge, every single trait in human personality, human behavior, every single person does every single trait. I love doing this in events when I run events. I say, who here sees themselves as an honest person? And 80 or 90% of the room will put their hand up. And then I'll say, okay, who here has fucking lied before? Put your hand up in the air. Everyone puts their hand up. And if you're saying to yourself, you've never lied before, you're a fucking liar because everyone lies. You've lied to yourself. You've lied to friends. It might've been a white lie. You have lied before. I guarantee it. I'm a liar. I've lied before. So every single trait that you do, well, every single trait you express. So there's a spectrum though. So if you were to call someone an honest person or someone who's a liar, both of those people do both things. The liar doesn't lie 24/7, 365, every single moment of their day, but they also aren't honest 24/7, 365 all the time as well. And same with the honest person. The honest person isn't honest all the time. They've lied before as well. It's just a spectrum. So along this spectrum of being an honest person and a liar, at what point do you hit the sort of the breaking point or the threshold to when you become, quote, a liar? So with these traits of what a narcissist is, if I was to pull them back up onto my screen, at what point do you have to express the trait of self-importance? At what point, how often, how frequent, because even if you read below this on this definition, how is narcissistic personality disorder diagnosed? If someone consistently displays at least five of these special me traits, then they meet the diagnostics for the criteria. But how frequent is frequent? How often do they have to? If someone consistently, how often is consistent? Is consistent once a day, once a week, once a month, once an hour, once a minute. Every single person expresses all traits. If you go through this list of what I've got on my screen right now and you be honest with yourself and you hold yourself accountable, you would have demonstrated every single one of these. I have. I'll be honest. I'll be vulnerable with you guys. Have I had a moment in my life where I've obsessed about my own self-importance? Absolutely. Have I focused on power, beauty, and success before? Yes, I have. Have I felt entitled before? Yes, I have. Have I wanted to be around people who are important and special? Of course, I want to be around beautiful people, special people, important people. Have I exploited people for my own gain, unconsciously or consciously? Yes, I have. Every single person has. Have I been arrogant before? Yes, I have. Have I lacked empathy before? Yes, I have. Have I wanted to be admired before? Yes, I have. Have I been envious of others? And have I wanted other people to be envious of me? Yes, I have. I'm a human being. Every fucking person demonstrates every fucking trait. So at what point along that spectrum does it, quote, become consistent enough for you to be then diagnosed and labeled with the label or title of a narcissist? That's a good fucking question. I don't have the answer to it because I don't believe in the label. I actually don't believe in someone who is quote unquote a narcissist. Does someone and can people display or demonstrate narcissistic traits more frequently than other people? Yes. And that's what I want to lean into today on this podcast. So let's keep going. That was a bit of a rant. I hope you got something out of that. So look into John DeMartini's work. I love John's work. But everyone expresses all traits. What I like the quote, your perception of me is a projection of you. Whatever you judge within me, you do it in your life, either in the same form or another form. And if you disagree with that, you are disowning a part of yourself and you're judging a piece of you in that person. I guarantee it. I've done this to people that have been abused, who have been raped, who have been assaulted, who have been taken advantage of, who have been, in their words, fucked over. It works 1,000% of the time. I guarantee it. And if you don't believe me, send me a DM. I'll give you a free coaching session just to prove a point, okay? Only if you're open-minded, okay? You can drag a horse to water. You can't make it drink. If you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. And this is the funny thing. In the world that I work in, again, I always bring love and curiosity and compassion and empathy with the work that I do. I do the best I can to do it all the time. But if you honestly want to fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. And great, take that to the end of your grave. Take that until you die. What a great fucking life to live, right? How do I sign up for your program to learn to do what you've done? You might have heard the term judgment or holding on to something is drinking poison and hoping your enemy dies. That's what you're doing if you're not actually open to doing the work. And if you're on this podcast right now, I would assume you're actually open-minded at some point because you wouldn't have made it, 7.5 minutes into this video if you weren't. So let's keep going. My question to you is, what causes someone to demonstrate the narcissistic traits? That's a great question. Now, this is my answer to that question, and this ties into a lot of the work that I do with my clients. Someone who demonstrates narcissistic traits where they're trying to essentially getting attention and getting love and feeling good enough is coming from a place of hurt and is a compensation from past hurt of them not feeling enough or feeling inadequate or feeling stupid or feeling an inferior to someone. You were the less successful sibling. Your mum or dad said you were a fucking loser and you would never amount to anything. Someone said you couldn't do it, so you wanted to prove to them that you could. And you constantly living out of a wound and trying to overcompensate for that hurt of not being enough. And by doing that, you overcompensate and you try to show everyone that you're enough. And that can show up as a narcissistic trait. That's how I see it. I literally had a beautiful call. I'm not going to use this gentleman's name. This gentleman's working with me. He signed up to work with me last week. He paid in full for 6 months, and I'm really grateful and proud to be working with this man. And he literally said on the call with me, he says, mate, I see myself as a narcissist. I've hurt women before. I've done this before, and I want to work on it. I love the fact that he was honest enough to jump on the call and invest into me. I'm really proud of him for doing that. And even on our first call, we had our first call today. I'll do an updated video once I finish working with this man. And I asked him, okay, tell me about your upbringing. And his dad was always on him. He was never enough. His dad made him feel like a piece of shit. Like he was never good enough. He would never amount to anything. And this man, he's very successful. He makes a lot of money. He's done very well. And he's always trying to sleep with all these women. And I guarantee you, we haven't cracked it yet because it was only our first session. I guarantee you guys, mark my words, and I will prove this, and I've done this with other clients anyways, is that behavior mechanism, that survival mechanism, that coping mechanism is compensating from the feeling and the hurt of not being enough. So that person is trying to prove to the world and to their partner and to everyone that they are enough. You're just operating out of a sense of hurt. That's it. Now, if you have more hurt than someone else, you're going to display more characteristics of a narcissist than someone else. So the more someone is quote unquote a narcissist, the more hurt they have. And if I had a mic, I'd drop it right now. That's when I see a narcissist. That's a great client for me, to be honest. I'm probably going to attract a fair few of them in my journey now. A narcissist just has a lot of fucking hurt. They're literally just compensating for the fucking hurt little boy or little girl that's inside of them. And their way of coping is to show themselves and show others that they are enough by either talking about themselves, assessing about themselves, using people, manipulating people, trying to show that they're better or superior to others. It's literally just coping and compensating from the fucking hurt that they haven't healed through yet. That's it. That's all I see it. And the reason I don't like labels, and I got quote labeled with ADHD, autism, and Asperger's. So, and I was recommended to take these medications. I'm very grateful my parents didn't get me to do that. But early days before I did my work, and I've done a lot of my self-work and my inner healing, is because I believed in the label that this is who I am, I lived to it. The strongest force, if you're going to write something down out of this podcast, the strongest force in the human psychology, in the human psyche, is to stay consistent with how we define ourselves. Whatever identity you have for yourself in whatever area of life that you have, are you an athlete or are you a fucking slob? Are you a genius or are you stupid? Are you enough or are you not enough? However you see yourself, whatever beliefs you have, you make them true. So if you believe you're a narcissist because someone labeled you that fucking label based on some bullshit, whatever, that I don't agree with, then you believe that label, you believe that diagnostics, you will live in alignment with that. It's a fucking shit recipe. It's very challenging to get out of that. So that's another rant for you. A couple of rants. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast so far. So that's why a narcissist has a lot of hurt. Now, I've had questions before. Can a narcissist heal? Yes, you can. Anyone can heal if you're willing. Now, this gentleman that reached out to me, he messaged me directly. He watched my content. He reached out to me. And he's willing to do the work. And we had a beautiful session today. I can't wait to share my before and after with him once I have his testimonial. It was really beautiful. So a narcissist can heal when they're ready and if they're actually willing to do the work. And if you don't believe that and you're that person, you believe you can't heal, send me a DM and I'll fucking show you how to do it. I do this shit all day. Now, my question for you and the title of this podcast is It's Your Fault. This is the question I have for you. Here's a quote for you first. You will attract people and circumstances to trigger the unhealed wounds that you have within yourself. So if you've attracted this person, because life is a mirror, whoever you've attracted into your life, and especially in your intimate relationship, is a mirror for what's going on internally within you. So if you've attracted this narcissist or this person who demonstrates narcissistic traits, what is it within you that you haven't healed through yet, which has attracted this person into your life? And most people don't like that question because it's putting the mirror up. Every person that I attracted into my life who were quote right or wrong, who did me wrong, who fucked me over, and I'm aware of the words I'm using, I'm just using it for the context of this podcast. The people that I get, the old me who said they fucked me over, they wronged me, I had this person who manipulated me, took advantage of me, and it cost me $140,000 from their manipulation of what they did to me in my business when I was 23 years old. And it was one of the most challenging, hurtful experiences I had back then. Once I healed through it, there was a challenging conflict within me that I hadn't reconciled yet and healed through and processed yet. That person, I attracted them into my life to trigger that in me to help me heal through it and ascend that and elevate from that. I guarantee you, if you keep attracting quote narcissist into your relationships and into your life, there is something within you that you haven't healed through yet, you haven't integrated yet, you haven't rewired or processed yet, and that's why you're attracting them. So look at life like it is as the mirror and the gift that it is, where you're attracting people to mirror and reflect and trigger the parts in you haven't worked through yet. And that's where you take your fucking power back. And that's where you can do something about it. And that's where you get to heal and elevate. So that's pretty much the whole podcast. I hope you guys got some value out of this. So I've got another question I wrote down that someone's asked me. What do you do when you notice these traits within someone? So I actually posted a video on Instagram about an hour ago. And you get in life what you tolerate. So as soon as you notice these traits, if you do not hold your partner accountable and set a boundary and bring awareness to them and hold them to that, whatever you don't choose to change, you choose to keep. So if you're tolerating these traits, which are just traits, It's not a label. It's not who they are. It's just a trait that they have within them, which is coming from their past hurt. If they are choosing not to, if you're choosing, sorry, to allow that, then you're choosing to have that within your life. So as simple as it is, as soon as that trait or action or behavior shows up, bring awareness to them, because the person might not be actually aware of what they're doing. It's like that knee-jerk reaction that we have. If like, you know, when you go to the doctor and you hit on their knee and your knee kicks up, it's just a reflex. It's just an instant reaction. There's no thought behind it. That's what most people are doing within their unconscious mind. By the age of 35, 95% of what we do on a day-to-day basis is subconscious. You wake up the same way, you brush your teeth the same way, you drive to work the same way, you put your clothes on the same way. Everything's just like habitual. It's just like, it's like hit, react, hit, react, hit, react. There's no thought and awareness and consciousness in that. So the best thing you can do for your partner is actually bring awareness to them. Hey, honey, sugar, baby girl, baby boy, are you aware that you just said this? Are you aware that you just did this? And if they're conscious and they're ready to do the work, they'll be, oh shit, no, I didn't. Thank you for bringing that to my awareness. Now, it doesn't always happen like that because you've got the ego, you've got triggers, you've got traumas at play. There's all the shit happening. So maybe get a coach. That's where maybe I can come into the picture and help you out a bit. But bring awareness to them, hold them accountable to it. And if they choose to not work on it, they're choosing to keep it. And that's when I leave. I've done videos and podcasts on when are you ready for a relationship? For me, the answer is when you've done enough inner work, inner healing, when you've gotten to a foundational level where you're aware that you have further work to do and you're willing to hold yourself accountable and your partner accountable to doing the work. That's my answer. Until you get to that level of awareness and consciousness and accountability, then you're just going to project onto each other, blame each other, trauma bond with each other, and it just ends up being like this fucking disaster of a relationship. I'm sure you've seen someone or maybe you've been through it yourself. So once you're aware of how that you have work to do and you've got tools and awareness and consciousness of how to do that, if you need help with that, send me a DM. That's what I do. That's pretty much my business. That's what I do for people. But once you get to a level fundamentally where you're aware of your stuff, your triggers, there's a great line if you're going to write down another quote from this podcast. Nothing hurts you. It just reveals the hurt that's already within you. So if your partner triggers you, they're just triggering and revealing things for you to work through. And especially if you've got the quote narcissist, they've just got a lot of healing to do. So hold them accountable. If they're not willing to do that, then break up with them, leave them, set a boundary, and just don't fucking talk to them again. Pretty simple. I hope this made sense, guys. I hope you got value from this. If you did, please comment below. It does help me out so much because it just shares the podcast around on the algorithm. Subscribe if you haven't already. Connect with me on Instagram. If you're wanting to grow personally, professionally, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, to create a life on your terms, to have a business that is thriving, to have a relationship that is thriving, to be the best authentic expression of who you are, book in for a strategy call down below. Only book in if you're ready and willing to do the work. You can drag a horse to water. You can't make it drink. I appreciate your time. Have a beautiful day. I'll see you on the next podcast. Bye.